This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling on Israel to work with moderate Palestinians and neighboring countries on plans for post-war Gaza. He says they are willing to help rebuild and govern the territory, but only if there's a pathway to a Palestinian state. The U.S. and Israel are united against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, but sharply divided over Gaza's future. The U.N. General Assembly on Tuesday debated the U.S. veto on a Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza last month, VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
U.N. Ambassador Robert A. Wood said members worked closely with the UAE, members of the Arab group, and many other council members to craft a strong humanitarian-focused resolution.
As Israel moves to a lower-intensity phase of its military operation in the north, we believe the United Nations has a crucial role to play in evaluating what needs to be done to allow displaced Palestinians to return home.
Wood also said progress is being made in increasing humanitarian aid into Gaza, but that effort is still insufficient to meet the massive need. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Israel said it killed the southern Lebanon commander of Hezbollah's aerial unit in an airstrike on Tuesday, hours after it said he led an attack in an army headquarters base in northern Israel.
The
Israeli military's chief spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said the commander had led dozens of drone attacks on Israel, as Israel and Hezbollah have been waging their deadliest hostilities in 17 years. This is VOA News. Masked men broke onto the set of a public television channel in Ecuador waving guns and explosives during a live broadcast. The men, armed with pistols and what looked like sticks of dynamite, entered the set of the TC television network on Tuesday and shouted they had bombs. The national police chief said all the intruders had been arrested. A series of attacks, including the abductions of several police officers, have rocked Ecuador in the wake of a powerful gang leader's apparent escape from prison Sunday. Taiwan's government issued an island-wide alert on Tuesday, saying a Chinese satellite had flown over its southern airspace, which Taiwan's foreign minister described as part of a pattern of harassment days before a pivotal election. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
The security alert sent by the Taiwanese Defense Ministry stated that a Chinese satellite had flown over its southern airspace. Chinese state media claimed it was an astronomical satellite. For years, Taiwan has complained about China's stepped-up military actions. Beijing claims Taiwan as its own territory and has cast the elections as a choice between peace and war across the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's government rejects China's sovereignty assertions.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. U.S. military officials say Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder says the 70-year-old Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center last month and had surgery to treat the cancer.
His prostate cancer was detected early and his prognosis is excellent.
But there was a complication, a urinary tract infection a week later. That sent Austin back to Walter Reed. He's still there.
He's progressed steadily throughout his stay. His infection is cleared. He continues to make progress, and we anticipate a full recovery.
Senior administration and defense officials were not told for days about this. The White House chief of staff is ordering cabinet secretaries to notify his office if they ever can't perform their duties. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Kenyan court has warned prosecutors that it will release under its own terms a pastor and others accused of being behind the deaths of 429 people believed to be in his cult if they aren't charged within 2 weeks. For months since the arrest last April, prosecutors have asked the court for permission to keep holding Paul McKenzie and 28 others while they investigate the case that shocked Kenyans with the discovery of mass graves and allegations of starvation and strangulation. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.